everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
And we're bringing you the Curious Questions podcast at culips.com.
Yeah, that's culips.com. Please visit our website and check out all of the cool stuff we have there for you, including transcript and more explanations for this episode and every episode at Culips.
Exactly. So today, it's a Curious Questions podcast. And basically, this podcast is where we take one of your questions and we answer it.
Exactly. So you send us a question and we answer it in an episode. So please send us more questions. We love your questions and we always respond to your emails.
So the email address to send your questions to is questions@culips.com.
Now, this question is from Anaïs, who is from France but lives in Montreal. Thank you so much for your question. Her question is not about an expression or vocabulary. It's different. This time, the question is about pronunciation.
Oh, what's the question, Maura?
The question is, are there a lot of English words in which a letter is silent, like the P in psychology?
Anaïs, this is a great question. And for everyone listening, this might seem a bit complicated because the words don't sound the way they are spelled. So check out the transcript and read along as you're listening.
So she is really asking if we can give some other examples of words that are spelled with the letter P as the first letter, but we don't pronounce the P. She's asking for more examples of these words that start with a P that we don't pronounce.
Did everyone out there know this already? That when we say the word psychology, we do not pronounce the P at the beginning. Psychology is the science and study of the mind and human behavior.
Of course, if you're listening, you only hear the S sound. But when we write the word psychology, it actually starts with the letter P, which is not pronounced.
So to answer Anaïs's question, there are not very many words where we do not pronounce the P, but there are a few words.
All words like psychology that start with P-S-Y-C-H have a silent P. We say psych. We also have the word psychologist, which is a person who is a specialist in psychology.
There is also psychiatrist, which is a person that practices psychiatry. Psychiatry is also related to the mind, but in this case, it is the science of diagnosing real mental disorders.
Psychiatrists can prescribe medicine for mental disorders, and psychologists don't. That is one simple way to know the difference.
Now, what else is there?
Psychic?
Good word. This is a person who can see into the future and predict what will happen to you.
Other names for a psychic include fortune teller or clairvoyant. Those words have the same meaning as psychic.
Are there any other silent P words that begin with psych? P-S-Y-C-H.
One more that I can think of is psycho.
Ooh, psycho.
Yeah, it's a scary word. Psycho or psychopath is a person who suffers really from a mental disease where they have immoral and sometimes dangerous behavior.
Psycho is often used in slang to mean that someone is acting crazy or strange.
Right, like, he's psycho. He was so strange.
Yeah, he's psycho, he's crazy.
Exactly. There are more psych words, And they're all usually connected to the brain or the behavior of people. But we won't talk about them all right now. We'll include a more detailed list in our lip service on the website.
Now, are there any other silent P words? I think I can think of a few.
Okay, what?
Pneumonia.
Right, this word begins with a P and then an N. Again, we don't pronounce the P. We start the word with an N. We say pneumonia, even though we have a P at the beginning. We say pneumonia.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering, pneumonia is an illness. Pneumonia inflames and congests the lungs. When you have pneumonia, you have a fever and a cough, and often difficulty breathing. It is a pretty serious illness, but it's less common nowadays.
Right. How about psalm? This word is spelled P-S-A-L-M. Of course, again, we do not pronounce the P, but begin the word with an S. Psalm.
A psalm is a religious or sacred song. It could also be called a hymn.
Let's do one more. Do you have an idea, Harp?
I have one more that I can think of. And this is actually Jesse's favorite P word. It's pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. That's a strange one. So it starts with a P, but the next letter is a T. We don't pronounce the P, we pronounce the T. Pterodactyl.
Exactly. So a pterodactyl is a flying dinosaur.
Right. So a dinosaur from many, many millions and billions of years ago that could fly.
Exactly.
That's funny that we had silent P's that long ago. Well, there are even a few more words with the silent P. They're not so common, but they do exist. We'll include some more of them in our lip service. So if you're curious, go to our website and click on the lip service.
All right, Anise, I hope that answers your question about the silent P.
Thanks again for your question. We really appreciated it.
Yeah, remember to send your questions out there. If it has anything to do with pronunciation, English grammar, anything really.
Yeah, or even culture. We like cultural questions.
Exactly.
So thanks a lot for listening to this Curious Questions episode. And don't forget to check out our website. Or you can also find us on iTunes in the iTunes Store.
Exactly. So in the iTunes Store, search Culips and you can subscribe. And then you can listen to Culips wherever you go with your iPod.
All right. Thanks again. This has been Maura
and Harp.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.